We have a voice report on the flooding and road situation from Police Chief Superintendent Andy Morrow, Southern Region.
We've had considerable rainfall out throughout the Southern Region. District by district, Charleville is in good shape at the moment. There is movement around Charleville. There's been very little rainfall. There is an expectation that some more rainfall will occur today. Closer in, Roma has experienced some rainfall, and as a result there's been a number of road closures. And then, of course, Warwick to the south, we've had some leakage from a number of dams in the area. That has caused some inundation to houses and homes. That's being managed, and the people that are affected have been provided with assistance. Further up north, we've got Toowoomba. Toowoomba District has had significant rainfall over the course of the last few days. As a result, rivers have swollen. There's been some road cuts around Lockyer Valley, particularly Gatton and Laidley. This has resulted in the Warrego Highway between Brisbane and Toowoomba having been cut. That is now open, but open with extreme caution around about Glenore Grove, which is close to Laidley. Further disruption to local roads around the Laidley area, and motorists are advised there to be very cautious when approaching Laidley. Most of the creeks and rivers have at various stages flowed over. We are optimistic because we see that river levels are falling and are falling quite rapidly. Without additional rainfall and without additional rainfall in the catchment areas that leach into the Lockyer Valley, we're looking at a far more optimistic picture there. To Dalby, where our biggest issue for the region is, Dalby has two major areas of concern. One is Dalby Township and the other is Chinchilla. Effectively, Chinchilla has been cut in half by Charlie's Creek. It's a river which has raised to a point where vehicle traffic from one side of the town to the other is very difficult. It's happening when the river drops slightly, and it is only vehicles that have got the capacity to go across a slightly deeper creek crossing, such as four-wheel drives and trucks. Both Chinchilla and Dalby are accessible only by four-wheel drives. A couple of other road closures to note. The road between Dalby to Toowoomba is cut. The road between Dalby to Chinchilla is cut. And the Condamine River has risen, which has blocked the access between Dalby and Moonee. There is also some road closures between Oakey and Dalby. The New England Highway, which links Toowoomba to Warwick, has been opened, but it's open only to vehicles up to a 5-ton limit. The road is still very soft, with the under tarmac very spongy. Gore Highway has been cut at Millmerran, and that will be closed for a couple of days. There's been significant land shifting there. And then finally, just to round up, Lockyer Valley is currently in recovery mode. As I mentioned, the water levels have dropped, but the local disaster management group is in recovery mode. So what they're doing now is concentrating on repairs and fixes. Without too much more rain, it may be the case that the rivers will subside and all roads will be open soon. I'll just urge all people that are finding it essential to travel, and I stress essential, go and look on the Department of Transport website, follow the links, and it will show you which are the roads that are open and what the current state of play is.
Chief Superintendent of Police, Southern Region, Andy Morrow. And that Department of Transport website he was referring to is 131940.qld.gov.au.